The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. This week in New York, what's going on up there with Chief Persecutor Alvin Bragg is an absolute banana republic joke. Trump is going to prevail. Even if he has a setback in this lower court in New York, the appeals process will work in his favor, as it will in every one of these cases that President Trump is facing. Have faith in that. Believe it. And Trump is, every time they do this kind of thing to him, his popularity surges in the polls. He is being justified. He's being rationalized. He's being sanctified. He is being substantiated by all of this nonsense that has been arrayed against him. That's the hope. And it's because of you and your involvement that we're going to see him through it, and we are going to reclaim this republic. Today, The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings, Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us. Seriously, all across the planet, you guys are so good to me. With all of the emails and the messages, thank you so much. DougBillings.us remains the place to go if you want to watch and see and take care of us over there. Thank you for your support. The radical left mainstream media and their minions trying to deplatform and demonetize us. We've been doing this thing for 4 years. We're used to the attacks. We try to let that, as my dad used to say, let it be water on the wing of a duck, Doug. Let it just roll off. Well, we are. We're letting it roll off. But still, it takes financial support to create and distribute this show. So I am continually just blessed and amazed by you folks. When you go to DougBillings.us and click on that support tab that's at the top of the page and just prayerfully offer a recurring monthly donation. Many people just $5 a month. That's all. And that's all. That's wonderful. That's above and beyond the call. If you can afford 20 or 50, that's great. But that is how I make a living. It's how I continue this show and to deliver not only the news, but the analysis of the state of play that's happening in America and around the world. And we're going to talk about some of that today, specifically with President Trump and the bogus banana court trial happening in New York City under the direction of Chief Persecutor Alvin Bragg. We're going to talk a lot about that. You could do a case study on intellectual immaturity with regards to liberals and how it grows, how their intellectual immaturity grows exponentially when they attempt to persecute and falsely accuse President Trump of any number of bogus charges. His popularity always goes up, and they always and continually try to put forth new charges. I'm looking at a few of the polling institutes that came out with some numbers this past week. The Pew Institute, that's P-E-W, P as in Paul, E-W, Pew Institute, one of the most reputable non-biased polling organizations out there, and the Harris Polling Company. There are other ones as well, but they have asked this question to various people. Are the indictments and legal activities against President Trump politically motivated? That was their question, all right? Are all of these indictments and legal activities against President Trump politically motivated? Now, ladies and gentlemen, you and I know the answer to this question. And my friends, we are not alone. A resounding 70% of Americans believe that everything President Trump is facing is in fact politically motivated. And I'm going to take it a step further. It's weaponization of a political process. And this is the reason why President Trump continues to surge in national polls. 70% of Americans think it's bogus, politically motivated, and outrageous that he's going through this. Not only having to do with whether or not we have weaponized a legal system aimed at him, but it's also why he is absolutely crushing Administrator Biden and his commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, in every one of the 2024 election results polls that are out. The hush money case going on in New York that began this week, again, under the leadership of New York Chief Persecutor Alvin Bragg, is only another example of a banana republic-type attempt to interfere with the election process of an American president. Many of us were wondering back after 2020, how are they going to do it? Because they're going to try to cheat again. How are they going to do it? Well, here you are. Here we are. Lawfare. That's how they're trying to cheat. And it's interesting to note, in my opinion, when they talk about the hush money trial, Stormy Daniels, he's offered hush money to a stripper and to a porn star. Clearly, he's got to be guilty. 2 points about that. Number one, even if President Trump did offer hush money to Stormy Daniels, that is not illegal, ladies and gentlemen. There is not a crime. Doug Billings gives some lady, hey, don't tell anybody this. It's not a crime. President Trump, money to Stormy Daniels, not a crime to give hush money to anybody. That's point A. Now, he did not give hush money to Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels even wrote a letter and signed it saying that. What they're trying to do is saying that Trump used this hush money as personal expense and commingled that in his business accounting. All right. So that's where they're trying to get him. Nobody else in the world, believe me, would have been prosecuted for this crime. But because it's President Trump and because it's Alvin Bragg, who obviously campaigned on the fact that I'm going to prosecute President Trump, and it's because the radical left commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, doesn't want Trump to run for president. They want to do everything within their power to disqualify him. They're throwing everything they can at him, regardless of the level of ridiculousness that these charges rise to. So forget about whether or not President Trump were offered hush money. It's not against the law. And President Trump simply does not commit business crime. He's as squeaky clean as you can get. And that irritates and causes heads to explode on the left. He has not even been given so much a traffic ticket in his life, not to mention these business crimes that he's accused of doing. And the radical talking he has, he's guilty. Before the trial and jury and judge ever make any kind of decisions, they assume that he's guilty, forgetting the major fundamental precept of American justice that everyone is assumed innocent until proven guilty. They want him so badly. But what the radical left persecution team that's arrayed against him is actually charging Trump with is a business crime that didn't happen either. 70%, ladies and gentlemen, you can better believe that it's political interference, political weaponization of the Department of Justice and other legal systems. It's no wonder that millions of people who once voted for the corrupt and weaponized Biden campaign are looking around and realizing, rightly so, this isn't what I signed up for. And they're flocking by the multiple millions to President Trump. Even if it's only for this election cycle, they're flocking to him now precisely because of the lawfare that's been waged against him. And the radical left cannot seem to learn that lesson. They come after him day in and day out. And just when you thought that the radical left maybe they'll be able to glean something, some sort of a lesson from all of this and stop with the egregious lawfare, they go a step further and they invoke Barron Trump and Barron's high school graduation. The judge comes out and uses that as a potential weapon and threat against President Trump. I know the judge has not yet officially forbidden President Trump to attend Barron's high school graduation, but the very fact that he threw it out there as a possibility tells you the kind of scum that we're dealing with. Lots to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, and we are up against our first break. We're going to lay this out for you. You know that we are in a season of hope, believe it or not. I know the nightmare still exists, and we're all in this nightmare because of the Commune Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, but there is great hope out there precisely because of this nonsense. The continual persecution of President Trump and the other policies that the radical left has put in place and continues to tout are the very reasons why millions of people are waking up to this and supporting the conservative cause. DougBillings.us, ladies and gentlemen, please head over there. At the top of that webpage, there's a support tab. Please click on it. A drop-down window will appear to give you various choices. It's very intuitive. DougBillings.us, click on the support tab. I need your help. We are in some situations over here where they're trying to cancel and demonetize our platform. So this is my appeal to you to help me make a living to continue to bring you the show. $5 a month on a recurring basis. You can cancel anytime. DougBillings.us. Click on the support tab and prayerfully consider financially supporting the program. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after you venture off into this brief and yet wonderful experience of capitalism. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older. And it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
All right. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Where I am with every breath I take and every move I make, trying to save this Republic one step at a time. And the good news is that I'm shoulder to shoulder with all of you. Absolutely. We are in this together, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to rescue the Republic from the grip of this commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat, anti-America movement that we see all around us. And when we join forces together at DougBillings.us, we have an even better chance of doing all of that. I can continue to give you the only kind of political and social commentary on the state of play in America and around the world that you can get anywhere else, right here, The Right Side with Doug Billings, over at the website, DougBillings.us. Head over there, click on the support tab at the top of the page, and a drop-down window will appear. I think you can figure it out from there. And I'm asking for prayerfully considering $5, $10, if you can afford more, recurring monthly donation to support the program. Thank you. So the judge using Barron Trump as a potential weapon against the president. You can't go visit your son's graduation unless you behave yourself, Mr. President, unless we keep on track. Ladies and gentlemen, whether or not the judge ends up going through with that is only part of the point. As I said prior to the break, the very fact that a judge would say aloud that he or she would consider preventing President Trump or anybody else to attend his son's graduation for a crime that's only at this level. I'm not talking about you know, class A level one felony murder charges. But for this case, this level, give me a break. Well, anyway, what's happened is a wellspring of support, again, gushing to the top of the polls for President Trump because they're threatening him to keep him away from his son's graduation. And I think it further helped to solidify his victory in November. Every time the left throws something at Trump like this, his popularity increases and his empathy, the empathy that people have for him, spikes. So keep it up, liberals. Keep on going. Keep on going. The radical left can't stand President Trump. And ladies and gentlemen, the radical left can't stand you. They are disgusted by you. You represent everything that they stand against. And the person who represents you is President Trump. So of course they're going to go after him. Remember, you're a deplorable, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday or earlier this week, Katie Couric, who has not been relevant since 1990, reminded us of the radical left's disdain for us when she said that the entire MAGA movement, I'm going to quote her here, the MAGA movement is based upon anti-intellectualism. That's what she said. That's elitist speak, describing us as idiots. That's what she's calling us, that the MAGA movement is based upon anti-intellectualism. Well, Bob Costas did the same thing a few months ago, have nearly all of the major radical left mainstream media. They are all plagued and possessed by Trump derangement syndrome and anything that is associated with MAGA, whatever, you, me, they can't deal with us. They can't wrap their heads around the fact that this is a movement. They can't, it's on many levels, it's perplexing to me why any group would say that making America great is not a good thing. So while 70% of Americans believe that this is all being lawfare waged at President Trump, it's political weaponization and so forth, let's look at an even more significant statistic. 79%, so basically 80% of Americans believe that we have a two-tiered justice system. And they're right, which means that the justice system protects the elite class, which includes the elected class, most of the celebrity class, the wealthy, the media, etc. But it doesn't do anything for you and I. You and me, we don't have access to that system of justice. And so in a very real way, the rise of President Trump in the polls is due to the common American, the John and Jane Doe on the streets of Main Street America, rising up in opposition to what the radical left elected class and what the radical left judicial class is doing to President Trump. That's what's going on behind the numbers in these polls. People rising up to support a man who obviously hasn't done what's been accused of, and they are coming to his rescue in the numbers behind the polls. Remember the raid at Mar-a-Lago? Americans were angry at that, and they reacted by supporting President Trump at the polls, reflecting his rise in popularity. Remember the mugshot of President Trump? Americans were angry that he was going through all of that. But when they saw that mugshot, they rushed to the polls when asked and supported him. And what you will see on social media and in the legacy media television shows and talk shows and newscasts and commentaries is an absolute avalanche of intellectual immaturity. They'll make a big deal about posting and commenting about the fact that this is the first time an ex-president has been in court to defend himself against accusations of crime and so forth. Oh, they'll make a huge deal about it. And they will call him guilty already for getting one of the major pillars of American justice that everybody is assumed to be innocent until proven guilty. All they have is opinion and assumption, and they say that he's guilty. He's going to go to prison. That's what they're saying. That's what they're hoping for. They love this. They love the fact that Trump is going through this. They think It embarrasses him. That's why they love it. They think that this reflects badly on President Trump. They think that it embarrasses him. Ladies and gentlemen, this does not embarrass President Trump. It pisses him off. It emboldens President Trump. It solidifies President Trump. It justifies him. It encourages him. It substantiates him. All of this. It sanctifies him, ladies and gentlemen. Now, people are going to melt down because of that word, because I said that this will sanctify President Trump. And it does. What he's going through, sanctify. You're a member of a cult, Billings. That's what they're going to say when they hear this. Let them think it. You're sanctifying your cult leader, Trump, really? The orange god? They're going to say all sorts of nonsense just like that. And it's an illustration of the great divide that we have within the United States right now. We have a group of people that are intellectually mature and able to see common sense and use it. That's us. And we have another group of people that are blinded by hate, by prejudice, venom, and radical anti-America sentiment. Those of us on the right side occupy the vast majority of people, thankfully. Now, we are not the loudest group out there. That needs to change, quite frankly. We are too nice most of the time, we Republicans. Now, I'm not saying to go out and be cruel and mean and destroy things. No. That's not how we roll. But I am asking that we speak up and loudly and often about the truth. I'm asking that you share programs like this one. Share this program. Copy the link to it and post it on your social media. Don't be afraid. Oh my God, Sally just posted a show from Doug Billings. Oh my God, he's a conservative, you know, which is what the liberal friends of Sally would say if she sees that, if they see this post. Don't be afraid. Ladies and gentlemen, share things like this. People out there with common sense understand you, and they will follow you when you demonstrate common sense. They understand that the radical left, woke, LGBTQ kook community comprise what I have called for a long time now, a coalition of immorality, and they stand in direct opposition to what God and the founding fathers intended for this republic. You can count on that. I just looked at the clock. I've gone long here. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to go into another segment of capitalism with you. DougBillings.us is where I need you to go. DougBillings.us. Click on the support tab at the top of the page. A drop-down menu will appear, giving you the ability to contribute on a recurring monthly basis. $5 a month. DougBillings.us. I will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. We're in it together. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield. Electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where truth, liberty, logic, and intellectual maturity rain down like manna from heaven, my friends. DougBillings.us, continually reminding you to please and kindly, prayerfully head over there. DougBillings.us, at the top of the page, you'll see a support tab. Please click on it. A drop-down window will appear, and I think from there on, you can pretty much figure it out. Prayerfully consider, please. $5 a month is what I'm asking for. $5. If you can afford more, fantastic. We need your help. I need your help. I'm a one-man show over here doing all of this myself. It's how I make a living. It's how I get the truth out to you. You and I, when all of us together, I've been doing this for 4 years, and they are coming after me big and strong and heavy. But we're not going to be giving up anytime soon. We have you, and we are in this together. So The LGBTQ kook community, the Coalition of Immorality, the radical left commune socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. One of the most divisive times in our history. Now, we're divided, but we on the right side occupy the vast majority of thought. All right. I'm not convinced that this is the most divisive time in our history, certainly one of the most. I think that if we look back at the time of the Civil War, that holds the record, right, for the divisiveness that swelled up and rose to the top of the world attention, really, back then, the Civil War. So I don't think we're in that stage yet, but we are in a fight. We're in a fight against a minority of people who happen to occupy the highest echelons of government, media, and entertainment. So we have to be on guard and ready and prepared. They also are very good at becoming activists at the local level. And traditionally, although we've done great things as conservatives, we have not been that good at getting involved as activists in our local levels of government. And we need to change that. And that's what I've been saying for the last 4 years. It's not just the radical left liberal kooks that we're up against either, ladies and gentlemen. We also have in this country and within our government a rhino problem, R-I-N-O, Republican in name only. You guys have heard that. I'm obviously not the first person. I didn't coin that term, but you know what I'm talking about. So what we're seeing, look, I said earlier, America is not on her deathbed, and we are not. She is not on her deathbed. We're in a nightmare. All right. We've got to work our way out of it. The good news, I've said this many, many, many times. Everybody always wakes up from nightmares. That's the good news. The nightmare in this country is so bad. The radical left has been so active. And so I was talking with my friend Chad Prather yesterday on his program, and he likened it to just, they're just flying the country into the dirt. Right. And he's right. They are. I want to step, it's like they're kamikazes, right? They're just flying the destruction of their ideals into the battleship. That's America, right? They're just crashing themselves into us, trying to disable us and sink us. We're not going to let it happen. We're seeing the rise of conservatism, true conservative across the Republic, true, pure conservatism in faith and in politics sweeping across the nation. And when you look at it and you give yourself permission to think about it for a minute, it's an amazing thing to observe. And it's amazing to be alive during this time in history. It really is. Look, I'm telling you, the resurgence of the divine providence of God is becoming more substantial in this country than it has ever been. And when I say that, I mean that the divine providence of God is becoming more substantial than even during the time of the founding fathers. And so therein and thereby lies the hope about which I'm speaking. It's the good news, because despite the nightmare that we're in, and it's a doozy of a nightmare, folks, don't get me wrong, Americans, however, are waking up to the dawning, the redawning of the divine providence of God, this great reawakening to the original intent of God's plans for this republic, and the grace given to our founders as they collaborated, as they wrote, edited, and published our founding documents. And so what's happening in New York this week with Alvin Bragg, in that case that he's bringing against President Trump, is of all of the cases that are arrayed against him, this one in New York with Alvin Bragg, the hush money case, is the most flimsy of all of the things that Trump is facing. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is going to prevail, just as he will in every other case that he's facing. Now, he might not prevail at the lower case at that first step of justice, right? But in the appeals process, he will. He will. And this is what happens when all of these cases are wrapped up and concluded. When President Trump stands vindicated, it's then that you need to start to worry, because there's nothing more volatile, there's nothing more violent, there's nothing more dangerous than a mob of radical liberals who don't get their way. Remember what happened after President Trump won in 2016? Radical liberals had mental breakdowns. We saw it happen right there as they were announcing the results that night on television. The Resist movement was born, primarily out of the radical left communist socialist members in our government. Violence in the streets broke out. Riots, burning, looting, murder of cities that were run, led, and managed by the radical left. But that will be nothing compared to what will happen once Trump is vindicated for all of these nonsensical and false charges. You can better believe that they are making plans to somehow or some way have pallets of bricks, rocks, and stones delivered to the street corners of those blue cities run, led, and managed by the communist socialist members to start destroying those cities again. I can absolutely assure you that some Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all of the usual suspects and members within that communist socialist party, formerly known as Democrat, they're making plans when Trump is vindicated. So the woke radical liberal mob is going to revolt. They're going to inflict more chaos, just as they've done before. They've done it all before in the states that are run, led, and managed, and make sure this sinks in, by the commune socialists, formerly known as Democrats. Remember, there's only been one goal amongst this radical left group since Biden took up residency in the White House. One goal: to eliminate the eligibility of Donald Trump from having been to be able to hold any office, much less the presidency of the United States. They want to make him ineligible, point A, and then point B, they want to break him financially. Look, the guy may well be a multi-billionaire, but multi-billions of dollars is not an infinite amount of money, especially when you're dealing with this kind of legal level of defense. So the mechanism that they've become dependent upon to reach this goal of making Trump ineligible is a weaponized justice system. Imagine every hope that they have to get rid of Trump now pinned on people like Fannie Willis and Alvin Bragg and others. And the system that they've pinned all of their hopes on is failing them. And when President Trump wins the election in November, you're going to see the same kind of violence, the same kind of nonsense, the same kind of rhetoric that involves resist movements and all sorts of intellectual immaturity claiming that he's not our president. Going to finish up and talk more about this in some detail here when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break, I stand with you. DougBillings.us. Please stand with me. Head over to DougBillings.us at the top of the webpage. Look for that support tab. Click on it. A drop-down window will appear. And from there, you can choose your level of recurring monthly support. Thank you very much. I'll be right back. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better. Diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am doing what I was called by God to do, to restore the Republic to His divine providence. And with your help, we are becoming more and more successful each day. Remember, as we look back on all of this, what's going, all of the things going on against President Trump, the hush money case, it's ridiculous. Paying somebody hush money is not even against the law. The left is claiming that Trump commingled that money with his business books. It's nonsense. He's the most squeaky clean businessman that you've ever heard of. And that befuddles them. That angers them. They can't wrap their head. No, he's got to be a criminal. He's not, and not anywhere close. This is a slam dunk case for President Trump, my friends. A slam dunk. The left is going to spontaneously combust when these verdicts are revealed. And again, we may have to look at it. He may lose one or two in these early rounds, right? Not the one in here. Maybe he will, but in the appeals process, just hang on. In the appeals process, every one of these things will be overturned. And even in the short term, we know it's impossible for him to get a fair trial in a place like New York. He will prevail. Liberals trying to turn the New York hush money trial into some sort of a sex scandal. But thanks to their own hard work, when we look back on, okay, think about it. Oh, hush money to a stripper. Oh, it's a sex scandal. Oh, he's trying to get her to be quiet. Look, remember Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky? Well, as it turns out, thanks to the radical liberals, sex scandals are no big deal. Americans can care less, couldn't care less. And they are personal matters, not state matters. And Americans can compartmentalize that. In Trump's case, there's nothing there. So it's no small matter in and of itself. There's a signed letter from Stormy Daniels claiming that she was never given any hush money. Oh, she wrote that under duress. Prove it. Okay, make the claim, fine. Prove it. We have a letter. We have her signature. The signature has not been superimposed. It's not been done by a computer. This is her handwritten signature to a letter claiming she never received hush money from President Trump. So it's absolutely amazing. It's interesting and I think fun to watch the radical left having radically overplayed their hands here in this case and all of the other ones. In every single one of the cases that they've thrown against President Trump, they have overplayed their hand. I love watching their reactions to this. Everything you see on X and Facebook and wherever else you find your social media, Truth Social, when liberals show up over there, he's guilty. He's a rapist. He's a convicted rapist. It's none of that's true, but they'll say it because they believe if they say it long enough, it becomes the truth. And we will not allow that. All of the cases will be thrown out, either in their initial stages or upon appeal. So in New York, we're watching it continue. It emboldens him. It justifies him. It sanctifies him. Remember that. He is not discouraged. He is not going to give up. I'm going to be heading to Mar-a-Lago on May 9th through the 12th, hopefully to see him in action in a social setting as well. And I can tell you, I've been down there. I've been up to Bedminster. I've seen him at dinner, and he's in a good mood. He is of good humor. He holds his iPad, plays disc jockey, right? He plays the music from his iPad over the speakers, and he's having a great time. He engages with the people that are there, who are there, and it's good to see that this weight, this lawfare that's been cast against him has not beaten him, has not discouraged him. So be relieved to hear that. Now, you and I still have a lot of work to do, ladies and gentlemen. Conservatives, we have got to get out there. We have got to get involved in our local levels. Please, in whatever capacity you can, get in touch with your local Republican groups. Every one of you has a community out there And within that community, there are groups of people who are like-minded with us, who are members of county Republican groups and so forth. Look them up. Look them up on Facebook or whatever. Meet them for their lunch meetings or for their dinner meetings. This is the time of year when many of these kinds of groups have Lincoln Day dinners or Lincoln and Reagan Day dinners. Go to them. Buy tickets. Go and support them. Please. And figure out from them where you fit, where your support can best be used. Is it canvassing neighborhoods, correcting voter registration rolls, volunteering to be at a voter registration site or a ballot box site or a voter polling place? Be there, show up, get involved, knock on doors, put up yard signs, do something, my friends. This is what they've done for the last 126 years. And you've heard me say this before. That's not a number that I'm pulling out of a hat. Since about 1896, they have been radically involved in their local communities, and they've used people in their platform, in their politics, in their party, who have had a lot of money to claim victory over our educational systems, our media outlets, and so forth. We've got to start reversing that tide. And it's only through your involvement. Forget about Washington, D.C. Work on your local levels of government and support local candidates who are true conservatives, not the rhino class, Republicans in name only. And here's one simple test I'm going to give you. I've said this before, but just for the sake of everybody remembering this, the question that I, you know, don't support rhinos. Well, it begs the question, how do I tell who a rhino is, Doug? How do I tell? How do I know? Here's how. One way. Ask the person in your community who's running for office as a Republican or who's already in office and running for re-election. Ask them this question. Do you, sir or madam, believe that in 2020 we experienced the theft of an American presidential election? If that person who's running for office or that candidate who is already in office hems or haws or says no outright or gives you some excuse without just coming out and saying yes. If they answer no to the question about whether or not the 2020 presidential election was stolen, that person, I assure you, is a rhino and you cannot support that person. Ask the question directly. Somebody running for Secretary of State in your state, that's a very important position with regards to elections. Does that candidate or person in office believe that the 2020 election was stolen? If they say no, or don't answer the question, or dance around it, don't vote for them. It's really that simple. We have a mission, and we are not anywhere near complete. We will win. We will prevail. So will President Trump. Believe it, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.